Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, October 17th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were December corn up a penny and a quarter, December wheat up 3¾ cents, and November beans up a dime. Currently, we've got the dollar down 10 ticks, but right under 98 cents. Crude oil down 26. Metals just a little bit mixed out here. The strength overnight, continuing to see some short covering by the funds in the corn and the wheat. The bean market strong again with the oil market leading its way up. We're getting pretty close to the highs in the oil. Last April, the high was 35.81 on the December contract. We're currently at 35.26. The high close was 35.51, so we're only 25 ticks away from a new high close there. Generally, I don't like it when the bean market is led up by the oil market. That's certainly the case here. I think the beans are getting a little support here because of the oil, obviously. I don't think the oil thing is going to last too much longer, but maybe it'll give us an opportunity to get beans sold up around the $10 mark, give or take a dime. Hopefully that'll help trigger the funds to cover short corn and wheat. It looks like they lightened up on corn by about 30,000 contracts over the last week, and I think they still have quite a bit more corn to go, which could put us, you know, 380, 390 somewhere on the corn. I think that's the next logical spot. Maybe get wheat up to 450, 475, somewhere in that range. So I still believe that we can move this thing higher through October. Past that, I think the market's got to be sold on whatever rally we can generate here. I don't think this is the beginning of a bull market. I think this is really the beginning of fund short covering, particularly in the corn and wheat, and we can see some higher prices out here. Export inspections should be pretty strong. The weather around the country looks pretty good. We actually have record warmth in much of the Midwest. It's not going to last for very long, but we don't see any real delay harvests out here. Crop progress tonight should show harvest. Still lagging a little bit behind on the corn and the beans, but certainly good progress has been made. We've had some scattered rains here and there, but we've also had an awful lot of harvest activity. So that's really about it, hopefully we can continue to gain on what we have here with more fun short covering. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.